DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 7 through 9. The Old Covenant is death. The Old Covenant given to Israel at Mount Sinai, as recorded in the first five books of the Bible, is also referred to as the Mosaic Law. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, calls it the letter that kills, verse 6, the ministry that brought death, verse 7, and the ministry that condemns, verse 9. Those who insist on keeping the Old Covenant to this day are dead and are still weak before the power of sin acting within them. The shortcomings of the Old Covenant, though it is good, define sin, which has great power, does not give power to resist and overcome sin's power, enables sin within the body and soul, and condemns death to all who commit even one sin. The laws and stipulations of the Old Covenant do not have a permanent mechanism to eliminate the power of sin within us. The evil in the heart remains in those following the Mosaic laws, even after the sacrifice of animals prescribed by the law, day after day after day after day. The new covenant given by Jesus in his blood at the end of the Last Supper is referred to as the Spirit that gives life, verse 6. More glorious than the Old Covenant, verse 8, written on human hearts, verse 3, and the ministry that brings righteousness, verse 9. Those under the New Covenant to this day are alive in Christ and have the Spirit's power over sin acting within us. The excellence of the New Covenant is that it completely removes sin, thus providing righteousness, provides the power to resist and overcome sin, and proclaims life through the Spirit of life. The blood of Jesus, on which the new covenant rests, is a permanent mechanism to eliminate sin and its power within. The evil in my heart is removed from the heart of those and me living in the new covenant after the sacrifice, the one sacrifice of the Son of God, the Son of Man. They're completely opposite in their effects. So why claim allegiance to a congregation that claims obedience to the Old Covenant laws, saying they're needed to be saved, when you can be freed under the New Covenant? Why accept the covenant of death and reject the covenant of life? The only salvation in the old is through absolute obedience all the time. It's impossible. Salvation in the new covenant is through Jesus all the time.
DBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.